Now, parents of student athletes in Michigan schools are challenging the state's authority to require weekly testing for kids who participate in sports. Meanwhile, COVID-19 cases have risen in places where youth sports are in full swing. Dr. Tamara Hugh Butler is a doctor of podiatric medicine specializing in sports medicine and a professor of exercise and sports science at Wayne State University in Detroit. She recently wrote a piece for The Conversation titled Why Student Athletes Need a New Playbook to Stay Safe in the COVID-19 Era. Dr. Hugh Butler, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, you were thinking about this with some controversy in Michigan, the Let Them Play movement and state regulations. What's going on there?
So, you know, now we are the epicenter of cases of coronavirus, and they linked it to youth sports. And so youth sports were allowed to play in February 8th. And what happened was, is there, unlike pro sports and collegiate sports, there wasn't a lot of like testing, or there wasn't very, very firm guidelines. And so, you know, coronavirus like really spread, I think, to the youth for sports. And so then they came down and said, you know, we need to test the athletes once a week. And they test the pro athletes and the college athletes like every day. So this wasn't a big ask. But the parents that then actually they filed a lawsuit like, no, you know, this is against our right. And the State Department doesn't have any authority to do that. But the question is, if you don't see it, you can never detect it. And I think that was part of the problem. So
before we talk a little more about safety protocols and such, part of you, I know, sympathizes with the parents and athletes. You're a fan of youth sports. Ideally, you'd like us to get to a place where kids can play, right?
Absolutely. You know, so I'm a runner and a big sports fan. So, you know, we know the benefits, the mental health and all the physical benefits that sports participation like gives us and the kids. And so, you know, it pulls at our hearts because the kids want to play. And we as adults, you know, we want to say, give in to them. But we're the adults and we have to actually, you know, come down and say it's not that safe.
And I know people look at the numbers and say, okay, the COVID-19 is way more serious for people who are older, but that doesn't mean it's completely safe for kids. Could you talk about the risks for kids? And we're talking mainly, you know, the junior high, high school student age population here. Can you talk about the risks that are still out there, even though they're not the main demographic hit by COVID-19?
Well, what's really interesting and the game changer is these variants that are hitting Michigan in particular. And we have all three variants. We have the UK, the South African, and the Brazilian variants. And so they're hitting the younger population harder. So the hospitalization rate of COVID, not even like the inflammatory scenario afterwards, of COVID has risen by like 300%. So these new variants are more contagious, and they seem to affect children much more than they did before. So that's become the problem. So it's not that the kids actually will spread it to the adults and we worry about the adults. The kids are actually having problems now, too. And so that's the really big, big worry that we're having.
We're talking to Dr. Tamara Hugh Butler from Wayne State University in Detroit, looking at a piece she wrote for The Conversation on youth sports and COVID safety. Dr. Hugh Butler, as kids do go and play, what kind of precautions? Let's start with an outdoor sport, now that it's happily warming up and kids are doing things outdoors. What kind of precautions would you like to see teams take for those outdoor sports?
So even if you're outdoor or an indoor sport, I still think that testing is important. So, you know, the once-a-week mandate is not a big ask. But again, the problem is we don't see it. So even if you're playing an outdoor sport, even if you're playing softball and you're in close contact with somebody, you know, just by talking to the other player, you can actually transmit this virus. So the precautions, it obviously when you're outside, the virus can spread in the air a lot faster. It's not all concentrated. So again, too, that, you know, the same thing that everybody's saying, you know, keeping the distance at 6 feet is not magical, but again, too, that's the distance where droplets can actually spread. And then again, if you can wear a mask, you know, that helps prevent the transmission as well. So, I think testing, still staying apart and wearing the mask, if you can, will help prevent the transmission of COVID outdoors. But the risk is less on the outside than it is on the inside.
Yeah, I want to go inside now with the basketballs and hockey and sports that take place indoors. What kind of extra concerns do you have there?
So with the indoor sports, you know, there isn't a lot of ventilation. So again, too, the air can get more concentrated with the virus. And so that's the bigger problem of the transmission. So again, too, you know, we're making sure the masks fit well. The testing becomes even more important. So not even just like once a week. If you're really going to have some contact, I think it probably should be, you know, the college level, it's 5 days a week. I think that's really the big safety key. And, you know, now they're saying about the disinfection rates, it doesn't transmit as much on surfaces rather than by breathing. But, you know, what I do notice in the indoor sports, and, you know, we just had the basketball tournament, and if you look at any of the pictures, the masks are, like, around their chins. I mean, and that's the biggest thing. It's like, well, we wear our mask, but you need to wear the mask over the mouth and the nose to prevent the virus from spreading. And I think that's kind of, like, one of the biggest misinterpretations of the rules that occurs and why this is spreading, particularly inside.
What are you watching for when it comes to vaccination, and what kind of things do you see that opening up as kids get vaccinated in their youth sports players get vaccinated?
So again, too, I know that in Michigan it's above 16. I would imagine in Wisconsin it's you can get vaccinated if you're above 16. So again, too, but what the vaccination will protect you, give you some immunity against the virus. But what happens is once you get it, particularly like with the Pfizer and the Moderna, it takes 6 weeks from the time you get your first shot to the time where you actually have enough immunity to fight it. So again, too, I know in Michigan, the governor was like, well, we need to, like, you know, up the vaccine. But, you know, we're a little bit too late. You in Wisconsin, your cases are fairly low. Your positivity rate's 3%. So you can really try to vaccinate as many people as possible to try to get back to normal. What's really nice is this really contagious variant from the UK seems to be affected by the vaccines is quite effective against that. So the more that you can vaccinate now where the cases are low, the more you're going to prevent spread. And the sooner that we can actually play sports and go to concerts and events without the risks that we had of another surge.
And you make the case that, you know, this is kind of an us versus them with, you know, shutting down sports or requiring testing versus people who want it as open as possible. You're hoping that, no, we can all be on the same team with us versus COVID-19. Can you share your hopes for people to work together on the same side?
Yeah, you know, I think we're battling each other. And so, again, to the team approach of, like, team coronavirus, we are on the same team. So my hope with this piece was to get people to understand why we need to wear the mask, why we need to test so that we can identify the infected people, pull them out so that sports can become safe. And so if we all play on the safety team, we should be able to suppress the virus. And I think if people understand that, it makes the decision a lot easier, because what happens now is all the kids here and the parents and the coaches is, no, you can't do this, you can't do that, you have to wear masks. And so you hear rules and they're like binary rules. But my hope was if we understand why we're doing it, we're all going to like play on this with the same mentality together to fight this. Because once we can suppress it down to a level where we can like put out little fires, we're all going to be fine. But if we keep, like with this lawsuit, if we keep fighting against each other, we're not going to win against the virus. So that was my hope, that if we put it in this team effort, because also too, you know, everyone talks about, oh, we have virus fatigue. But if you look at the good teams, they don't get tired. You know, you keep pushing. You know, those good teams, like, keep doing the right thing, and they work hard, and they eventually win. So I was hoping to get that across.
Dr. Hugh Butler, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much, and stay safe out there.
That's Dr. Tamara Hugh Butler, professor of exercise and sports science at Wayne State University. She talked to us about her piece for The Conversation titled, Why Student Athletes Need a New Playbook to Stay Safe in the COVID-19 Era.